Past couple years, we've seen a flood of superhero movies in the box offices. And of course, these are fiction, you know, they're not real, but there's a whole bunch of them. Spider-Man, Batman, Captain America, The Incredibles, The Avengers, X-Men, Incredible Hulk, the list goes on. And they're fiction, they're fantasy. But I think one of the reasons why they're so successful is that they capture something from our imagination. And I think deep down people have a desire to do something great, to do something amazing, and to go beyond the mediocrity of everyday life. Today we celebrate the feast day of Pentecost. And when Jesus Christ, after he ascended into heaven with the Father, sent the Holy Spirit down upon the church, and he promised before he ascended into heaven that his followers would be clothed with power from on high. You know, not a physical power like, you know, the superhero films, you know, how they have superhuman strength or something like that. It's not just physical strength. But there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that Christ promises his followers to strengthen the virtues and gifts within them. And it's this outpouring of the Holy Spirit that transforms our life from a life of mediocrity to a life of greatness. You know, and the reason why it transforms our life in that way is because it enables us to unite our lives to the mission of the church. And the mission of the church is the salvation of souls. Everything that the church does is directed towards salvation. And so when we unite our lives to that, and we're working to the same goal, suddenly the things that we're doing in life aren't just mediocre. And it's not just going through the motion, but it impacts the eternal salvation of souls. And so suddenly, it transforms our lives from mediocrity to something eternal in significance. You know, some of the gifts from the Holy Spirit are ordinary gifts. Some are more extraordinary. You know, what are some of the ordinary gifts? A gift like someone who has musical ability or singing ability. You know, that's a nice gift that they have. But when they unite it to the mission of the church, and when they bring that gift to the liturgy, and it adds to the beauty and the glory we're giving to God, that can attract people to the faith. And it can help people enter into a deeper prayer and deeper form of worship. And in doing so, suddenly that ordinary gift impacts eternal salvation. You know, some people might have the gift of teaching. They might be a great teacher. But when they unite that to the mission of the church and they use that gift in order to instill the faith in people and to help them on their path to salvation, suddenly an ordinary gift becomes extraordinary. You know, someone who has naturally good parenting skills, when they use those skills, not just for the sake of their family, but to instill the faith in their family and to lead their family to salvation, you know, suddenly their life and the ordinary day-to-day tasks that they're doing go beyond the mediocrity into greatness, and they impact eternity. Someone with good social skills, who's able to relate to people well, if they use those skills to bring people to the church, to invite them, suddenly that gift becomes something incredible because it impacts eternal salvation. You know, so also with someone who has good artistic skills, or someone who has good administrative skills, or financial skills, or construction skills, when they unite those to the mission of the church, or someone who's been blessed with wealth, and they take that virtue of generosity in terms of helping the mission of the church, or someone who devotes themselves to works of mercy, whether it's St. Vincent de Paul or some other group. You know, there's some people that have gifts that we'll never see in this world, but are important nevertheless. You know, there's probably people in this parish who have a deep life of contemplative prayer and who spend a great amount of time interceding for us and for our salvation. And we may not even see that in this world. But suddenly these ordinary gifts, when they're united to the mission of the church, become extraordinary. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit gifts people with supernatural graces. You know, if we look at some of the martyrs, like St. Isaac Jogues, you know, the torture that they've endured for the faith, and they do so joyfully, knowing that they're uniting their suffering to the uniting of Christ. You know, it's beyond human ability. You know, someone like St. Catherine, she lived 7 years without eating anything except the Eucharist for 7 years. In an incredible gift meant to draw us to the importance of the Eucharist. And so there's some gifts that are ordinary, some that are supernatural virtues that the Holy Spirit gives. But when we unite these to the mission of the church, they become great. You know, these superhero movies that I mentioned, you know, it speaks to something in our imaginations that we desire greatness. And that greatness comes not through being a superhero like those movies portray, but that comes through uniting ourselves to the mission of the church and assisting people in the salvation of souls. You know, every Christian, every member of the church, through baptism and through confirmation, receives an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and they receive unique gifts that are meant not for their sake, but for the building up of the church. And I think there's a common attitude among a lot of people in today's culture that it doesn't matter if they practice the faith or not. You know, it doesn't matter if they come to church. They think no one's going to notice, or it's not going to make that big of a deal whether they cease the practice of the faith or not. But the reality is, it does matter. And it matters greatly, because every individual has unique gifts that they bring to the church. And if they're not here, then those gifts are lost to the church. It's like a baseball team that suddenly the catcher's gone and the pitcher throws the ball and there's no one to catch it there. He's just gone. That's going to impact the team. And so too with the church. Whatever gifts an individual has been blessed with, you know, for the good of the church, if they cease the practice of the faith, or if they disengage and they don't use those gifts for the mission of the church, then the entire church misses out on those gifts. Every single one of us is dependent upon the gifts that every single other member of the church brings. Because no one of us have all the gifts. We each have unique gifts, but the body as a whole has all the gifts that the church needs to flourish. And so it is important whether we're engaged in the faith. You know, it does matter whether each individual member of the church is engaged or not. The greatest gift of the church, St. Paul in the first letter to the Corinthians talks about the greatest gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is something that all of us are called to have. And that's the gift of supernatural charity, the gift of love. Because ultimately, it's that gift that draws us to serve Jesus Christ and his church. And it's that gift that motivates us to use the gifts that we've been given for the mission of the church. And so ultimately, the gift of love is necessary for all other gifts. And the greatest gift within the church is love, because God is love. You know, love is like the life flowing through the church. And every one of us has free will. And every one of us makes a decision as to whether we're going to love God, love the church, and love our neighbor. And if we choose not to, nobody else can supply that gift. You know, each one of us is free to offer the gift of love or not within the church. And the more people are part of the church and offering that gift of love, the stronger and greater is the love that flows through the church. And if an individual decides not to and to disengage from the church, then nobody else can supply that gift of love, because it comes only through our free will. And so as we celebrate this great feast day of Pentecost, I think it's important for us to do a couple things. One, to be aware of what gifts the Lord has given to us as individuals. What are our gifts? Every single individual has been given gifts for the sake of the church, to identify and to pray about what those are. And second, to ask ourselves, are we using that gift or those gifts generously for the mission of the church? And third, on this feast day of Pentecost, to pray for a renewed outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The descent of the Holy Spirit is not a one-time event, but it's something that's ongoing within the church. And so it's important for us to pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to enliven those gifts that we've been given through the sacraments. So one, what are our gifts? Two, are we using those generously? And three, to pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to strengthen those gifts. For we were not called to mediocrity. We're called to greatness. And greatness comes when we unite our gifts and use them for the eternal salvation of souls.